welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This week, women and craft beer.
It's probably male gender heavy, but you know, even if I tell you about our customers that we see down at the brewery here, I mean, it's maybe 60% male, 40% women, which would probably surprise a lot of people.
I've noticed a huge change. I think people just want to try something new, and I think women are jumping on in too as well. Still not as prominent as men. Still a lot more men.
You used to see a lot of women, I mean, drinking light beers, possibly a brown ale, or maybe a pint of Guinness. Now, I have more women that are ordering things like IPAs, double IPAs. What do you got for Imperial Stouts?
Women in the U.S. make up just 25% of the total beer market, but they make up 37% of all craft beer consumption. Throughout most of the 19th and 20th centuries, beer was seen as a man's drink brewed by men for men. But prior to that, the history of beer was dominated by women. From its earliest days right up until the Industrial Revolution, beer was brewed by women.
We look back into history, like Mesopotamia and Egypt and back in the ancient times, and women really were the producers of beer back then. It was part of your household duties. And it wasn't until the Industrial Revolution that men really jumped into the beer industry. You know, you see that all the time. It's like, oh, men didn't jump in until they realized that it was a moneymaker. Like, there's all these female gods of brewing. You don't see a lot of male gods of brewing. You see male gods of beer, but not a lot of male gods of brewing.
That's Cassie Ten Kate, one of the founders of the Brookings Girls Pint Out, a group dedicated to women and craft beer. Their stated mission, build a community of women who love craft beer and who are an active contributing part of the greater craft beer community.
We've been doing this for about probably 2-3 months. We've got our next one coming up at the end of March. We're just really interested in getting women who are interested in learning more about craft beer to really engage with us, really become part of this community and like realize that craft beer can work for them. It's not just for dudes, it's for us too.
Girls Pint Out is also a national organization. There's no membership fees. Locally, they hope to grow their numbers.
Our first meeting, we had 25. Our second meeting, we had about 22. But we do have about 150 Facebook likes, and we have about 30 to 40 people on our mailing list. So I think that we're not looking for commitment. We're looking for love of craft.
If you'd like to join, Cassie says it's really easy. Just like their Facebook page and look for future meetings. The page is Brookings Girls Pint Out. More when Beer Untapped continues.
Wasn't that a beer-drinking woman? Don't you know, man? Don't you know?
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. We're talking women and craft beer. Angela Yaney is the head pub keep at Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings. She also has brewed beer and is studying to be a certified Cicerone, an expert in all things beer. So how did she discover craft beer? By working at the pub.
I had my interview and they asked me what beer I drank and why. And I was honest and I said Coors Light because it's cheap and I'm a poor college kid, you know. But yeah, ever since I started working here, I just gradually became more and more passionate about craft beer, and the beers that I put on tap, I get to hand pick, so it's just a lot of fun. And I mean, I went from being a light beer drinker to stouts to now I'm kind of getting into the IPAs.
Cassie Ten Kate had a family that was into craft beer. She encourages women to give it a try and discover the wide range of flavors and styles out there.
We frequently have women who come in and they're like, I don't want something like bitter. And they're like dark. And I think it's a common misconception that dark beers are stronger. And generally, no, they're lighter, sweeter. Like, they're lower in alcohol content. So you get chocolate and sweetness and caramel and smooth creaminess. Like, the ability to jump into IPAs is not anything I've ever really met. Like, nobody I know really starts with an IPA. No, you gotta, I prefer starting women on, like, darker beers that are sweeter. And you know, I know a lot of ladies that really love Scotch ales and Scottish beers because it's got that smooth maltiness, but it's not overwhelming. And you know, they're easy drinking beers that are good when they're warm, when they're cold. So you can take your time. You don't have to worry about, like, this is quality over quantity. You don't have to chug it.
According to a 2013 poll, beer has become the first choice of drink for women in the 18 to 34 age group, surpassing white wine. anyone, woman or man, interested in craft beer, don't be afraid. Give a visit to your local pub or bar. Give it a try.
Why can't women have a good beer drinking song?
Now let's turn to the Mike Tap Handle Beer of the Week at Pints and Quarts in Brookings.
We just brought one out of our cellar, Gramps Oatmeal Stout from Odell. We squirreled a few of those away, and we're saving one for our Oktoberfest, and I pulled one out. This is a beer we got back in September, I think, over the 6 months that we've let it mellow out. It's still got that kind of soft oatmeal backbone to it, but man, it's really matured. Just an overall great stout.
Drew Eklund at Brookings Liquor Store has some new beers for you to check out, including three new ones from a Minneapolis brewer new to South Dakota, Fulton Brewing.
The IPA, the Sweet Child of Vine. It's $8.99 for the six-pack. This is an English-style IPA, so the hops are scaled back a bit. The malt is pushed more towards the front. True to its name, this is one of the sweetest IPAs I've had. It's also really drinkable. Also available from Fulton, Lonely Blonde. It's a nice, light, sessionable ale, perfect for summer. And the Ringer, which is an pretty typical American pale ale.
Finally this week, don't forget the big event this Saturday at Wooden Legs in Brookings. It's Irish breakfast time.
I love the Irish breakfast. We just got the proteins in from the shipper. Fantastic. We've got black pudding and white pudding and rashers and bangers. And of course, we're going to have eggs and mushrooms and beans and toast and tomatoes as well. It helps us celebrate, you know, Ireland, St. Paddy's Day in spring in general. And it's just a few days after the official start of spring. So it's going to be $16 for a full breakfast, and this is going to be huge. You won't go home hungry. It's going to be $10 for half, and that's still going to be huge, and you won't go home hungry. And then we're going to throw a beer on top if you'd like for $20 for the whole kit. We'll do coffees, and I've got some coffee beers I've made in the back and some other things. So, I mean, it's a great time.
That's it for this week's edition of Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Next week, Take 16 Brewing of Laverne, Minnesota. Until then, drink local and drink responsibly.